Welcome back to the Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Shlishi and Parsha Shmini. V'teitzeish min l'pnei Hashem v'tochal al mezbeach al sa'ola v'sachalovim v'yara ko ha'am v'yaronu v'yiplu al pneihem. And fire came out from before Hashem, and it consumed all that was on the mezbeach, the ola, and the fats, and all of the nation saw, and they praised Hashem, and they fell on their faces. V'yichu b'nei Aaron nadav v'avihu ish machtaso, v'idnu v'hin esh, v'yasimu aleha ketores, v'yakrivu v'lifni Hashem, esh zara asher lo tziva osam. And the sons of Aaron, nadav and avihu, each took their fire pan, and they placed fire on it, and they placed incense on the fire, and they brought it before Hashem, a strange fire that Hashem did not command them. And fire went out from before Hashem, and it consumed them, and they died before Hashem. Rashi is looking to try to understand why they die. And Rabbi Eliezer says it's because they taught a halacha before their Rebbe. My footnotes in the Rashi say it's because they placed regular fire, teaching that you need to bring regular fire, besides the fact that fire would descend from Shemayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu did not teach this to them, and they said it before him. So that's according to Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. According to Rabbi Shmuel, they said that they came in and they were Shesu Yayin, and they were drunk. And this is because in the next Psukim, it says, don't come to the Mikdash drunk. So we learn by juxtaposition that this is what they did wrong. She quotes the Vayikra Rabbah, demonstrating that this is an example, seeing that somebody did something wrong, to teach you what is correct to do. Vayomer Moshe el Aaron, Hu asher diber Hashem lemor bekrovai ekodesh, ve'al kol pnei ha'am echabed ve'idom Aaron. And Moshe said to Aaron, this is what Hashem said, with those closest to me I will be sanctified, and before the nation I shall be made honored. And Aaron was silent. Rashi says, well, what does this mean? This is what Hashem said. When did Hashem ever say this, such a thing? And he explains that it's found in Shmos 29:43, when it says, V'nodati sham livnei b'nei Yisrael v'nikdash b'chvodi, and I will be made known over there to b'nei Yisrael, and will be made holy with my honor. Rashi says, don't say my honor, but with those who honor me. And then he picks up with a conversation between Moshe and Aaron, that Moshe said, Aaron, my brother, I knew that this Mishkan would be sacrificed with the self-sacrifice of one who knew Hashem. And I thought it was either going to be me or you, but now I see that Nadav and Avihu were greater than the both of us. And Aaron was silent. Rashi asks, what does it mean that he was silent? That why are you telling us that he was silent? If he was silent, why is he saying anything? Why are we speaking that he was silent? And Rashi explains that this is because the fact that he was silent in the face of this tragedy and this acceptance as a result caused him to have a special honor, that he himself was the only one who was taught the halachos of not drinking wine while doing avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi asks about the second half of the pasuk. If we said b'krovai ekadesh, so then why do we need to hear at the same time v'chol am echabed? So Rashi says this teaches us when Kadosh Baruch Hu does judgment on with his tzaddikim, it causes awe as well as praise, and he is elevated. And how much more so with the wicked. So the first clause in the pasuk is talking about with tzaddikim. But see, the second clause is talking about with rishayim. That clearly, when Hashem is acting against those who are going against His will, this is also showing His greatness. That He has a will that can't be transgressed. So, and the beginning is that those who are righteous, that His name is uplifted in that way as well. Vayikra Moshe on Mishael ve'al tzofon b'nei Uziel dod Aaron v'yomer lehem kirvu su es achechem es p'nei hakodesh el v'chutz l'machne. And Moshe said to Mishael and al tzofon, the sons of Uziel, the uncle of Aaron, and he said to them, draw close, lift up your brethren, and take them from out of the Kodesh to outside of the camp. Rashi informs us that Uziel is the brother of Amram. Rashi says in the commandment, lift up your brethren, it says it can be compared to a dead body which is sitting in front of a kala, and he asks that the body be removed so as not yet to intermingle the tragedy with the simcha. So here too, he were being asked to remove their bodies so that the simcha of the inauguration of the Mishkan could continue on for the time being. This, is, of course, is going to have practical implications in halacha, which we'll see in coming aliyas. Vayikruvu v'yasem b'chutonosam al michutz l'machana kasher diber Moshe. And they drew close and they lifted them up while still wearing their tunics out of the camp in the way that Moshe had commanded them. Rashi says, why do we need to hear about their tunics? Which is to tell us that Nadav and Avihu's clothing was not burnt up. Rather, that the flame went up their nose and burnt them from the inside out. One could have thought that the pasuk is addressing that Mishael and Al-Tzafon were still wearing their tunics, their kutnos. But Rashi says that no, that it refers to Nadav and Avihu instead. Vayomer Moshe el Aaron u'le'Elazar u'le'Isamar banav Rashechem al Tifrau u'vigdechem lo sifromu v'lo samusu al kol ha'eda yiksof v'achechem kol beis Yisrael yibchu as a sreifa asher sarav Hashem. Moshe said to Aaron, Elazar, and Isamar, his sons, do not grow out your hair, dishevel your hair, do not dishevel your clothing, in order that you shall not die, and all of the congregation will be the victims of anger, and your brethren, the children of Israel, will cry on account of the fire that Hashem burnt. Rashi says, we learn from here the halacha that a mourner should not cut his hair and be kempt. But as we said before, we're not confusing the two occurrences. The inauguration of the Mishkan, which is a one-time affair, oversees and overrides the laws of Avelos. So we see in this pasuk this duality, that on one hand, we see that Aaron and Elazar and Isamar are commanded to move along with the inauguration of the Mishkan and its Simcha, and the rest of Bnei Yisrael will mourn over the deaths of Nadav and Avihu. But there we see that there is a prohibition on Aaron, Isamar, and Elazar to participate in the laws of mourning. Rashi as well comments the fact that the Bnei Yisrael are going to mourn over Nadav and Avihu is to show that the tsar of their leaders has to be the tsar of their community as well. Vayedaber Hashem el Aaron lemor. Hashem spoke to Aaron saying, Yain v'shechel al tesht ata uvanecha itach bevoachem el oal moed velo samusu chukas olam l'doroseichem. Wine or intoxicating beverage shall not be drinking by you or your children as you go into the tent of meeting, and you shall not die. This is an eternal statute for generations. Rashi says it's not to distinguish two different types of beverages. He says that one cannot drink wine in the way of being drunken. Moreover, Rashi says when you enter into the Mishkan, we see this halacha, but what about as you draw close to the Mizbeach? Rather, since each one requires that you wash your hands and feet, this is to tell you that both of them have the same din, the same halacha with regard to how they are supposed to be treated with respect and honor. Ulhavdil ben hakodesh uben hachol uben hatameh uben hatahor. To distinguish between that which is holy and that which is profane, that which is tameh, which is impure, uvena tahor, that which is pure. Rashi says that this is to teach us why it is this pasuk telling us, identifying what's tame and tahor and kodesh and chol, what does this have to do with anything? So Rashi explains that this pasuk means that it's to teach us that the avodah of somebody who is drunk is not suitable for the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan. Ulohoros is Bnei Yisrael as kolachukim asher diber Hashem aleihem biyad Moshe, and to teach the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, all of the laws that Hashem spoke to them by the hand of Moshe. Rashi says that this also extends now to judges, because the word lahoros, to teach, also means to paskin, to be a judge. So we see that there is a prohibition of being drunk when one is a judge as well in their judging.